This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Nan Su. He is the senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times, And, well, we always talk about China because China's not a sleeping giant anymore. Quite active. And you were just telling me something about Chairman Xi and some of the things that he sees out there and some of the things that he feels about. And you were touching on the subject, and I was just getting interested, and we had to go to showtime. So tell me again, what were you telling me, Nan?
Oh, yeah. On October 27th, the formal China's the formal Prime Minister Li Keqiang died when he was swimming in a highly secured hotel that's only for the high level government official to stay. And now, after he died, there's a lot of talk about why he died, because he died at the age of 68. Now in China, because the government leaders really have this super medical and health service, so they don't die that young. And now he had some debates when he was he served as a prime minister between 2012 to 2022. The first two terms of Chairman Xi. Now, at the end of last year, while Chairman Xi moved forward into the third term, and he retired. So now people start question how he died. Was it really because Chinese government said he was swimming, but then he had a heart attack when he swam, and that's how he died. Now. But basically around the country in many different provinces, people come out to the street and basically, using any kind of if the place that he visited before, or his hometown, or the place that he served as officials, before, so they will use all kind of a different place to do the memorial service, like put his picture on and then put a lot of flowers. There's some of the place, the whole street, it's full of flower. So people using this kind of actions to express their feelings against the Chairman Xi.
So in terms of how does that even work in China in terms of the ascendancy? Like we have the president, we have the vice president, then they have the third in line of ascension will be the Speaker of the House, and then I guess how does that work in China?
Well, China don't really have this separation of power, that kind of a system. China have a rubber stamp legislature. It's called the People's Congress. There's no election for all these representatives in the Congress. So it's basically the government control the process. They nominate the guys they want, and then those guys will be elected. And then they will go there. They will just raise their hands for whatever is proposed by the Chinese Communist Party. So usually you see this kind of like a 99 or 92% support. That's very common. You know, you usually sometimes you will see one or two guys, you know, vote against, but that was just about it. Now, that's the People's Congress. Now, China, on every, you know, you don't see, it's very interesting for things in China, you see Communist Party as a ruling party, but Communist Party never has a budget. Nobody knows how much is the budget for the Communist Party. So they blend the budget of the party into every level of government. And, you know, it's kind of like they learned that system from former Soviet Union. It's like a military, kind of like in every unit of military, you have a commanding officer, then you have a political officer. So Chinese military system is built exactly that same way. And once, you know, they took over control of China in 1949, they used the same system to control every level of government, you know, even in the neighborhood, you know, in the neighborhood, they will have the Communist Party branch. Like in the province, the real leader of the province, it's not the governor, but it's the secretary of Communist Party of that province. So, it's basically similar to the military, like the real leader of that unit is the political officer, not the commanding officer. Now, of course, when the commanding officer is working, that it's executing the orders from above, the political officer will do nothing but just watching him, right? So he's there to make sure that the commanding officer will execute orders from above. Now, every level is the same until the top. And now you have a government, you have a Communist Party, but every level of the government have the same level Communist Party committee and the committee's secretary, which is basically it's like the political officer of that level,
right?
And that's the real leader. That's how it works.
Okay. I was just wondering about that because I the thing about communism and the way I see communism practiced is there seems to be a different formation from government to government, or at least that's what it seems to me.
Oh, yeah, it's a communist government, right? So it's basically one party control. The one party control goes from the top all the way to the bottom, to the grassroots level. Like in the neighborhood, they have a Communist Party unit in the neighborhood, and then in the manufacturer, you know, every production line have a Communist Party unit.
Right.
And then you go to a village, you know, and you know, every village you have a Communist Party unit. They have political officer there. So it goes from really all the way from the top to all the way to the bottom.
Gotcha.
And they don't have budget because the budget is a part of a government budget.
Hang on right there, if you will. Nansu is he's the senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times for all things pertaining to China. China is important because China has got plans, and they're implementing their plans even as we speak. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Nan Tzu. He is the senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times when it comes to all matters pertaining to China. And you were going to continue on there, sir. Please do.
Oh, yeah. Are we ready to move forward?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so this former prime minister, you know, he's kind of like a moderate. His idea is more or less he wants to see China to continuously to have this economic reform, while Chairman Xi, you know, seeing the personal wealth or the market economy as a threat to the ruling power of the Communist Party. So Xi Jinping's policy is going backwards to the Chairman Mao's time, while this former prime minister, his idea is, you know, let the market economy to continue to grow in China. So they too have some, you know, against each other in some of the things. For example, in 2020, in March of 2020, Chairman Xi had this big announcement. He made it. He said basically the entire China is out of poverty. You know, they have like a 0.6% of people still below the poverty line. He made that announcement, but then 2 months later, in May of 2020, this former prime minister of China, he said in a news conference with a lot of Western media in presence, he said that China still have 600 million people with a monthly salary below 1,000 yen. Now, 1,000 yen means $150. So he said basically you have 600 million people in workforce still making like less than $150 a month. Now, that's like 80% of China's workforce.
Right.
So you have like 80% of people in workforce who, you know, make less than $150, that's US dollars, per month. How are you going to call this like, you know, you have an entire country out of poverty?
Right.
So that's his way, you know, which clearly makes Chairman Xi not really happy.
Well, you know, and one of the things they've talked about with China as far as is the fact that there's so many people living in poverty. Is this why there's so much fossil fuel burnt there? There's so many coal fired? Because they're really beginning only just now to industrialize and get some people out of poverty?
Well, they have been, you know, making a lot of progress ever since the Western world allowed China to join WTO back in 2001. Now, keep in mind, from 2001 to 2021, that's 20 years, with all the investments from the West, the technology as well as consumer market. Jobs, not just jobs, literally one industry after another being shifted to China. China's total economic grew tenfold, you know, literally grew tenfold. Now, back in 2000, China's national GDP is about today's Russia's GDP. Now, 20 years later, you know, China's GDP is 10 times more than Russia's GDP. Now, that's the kind of economic development we have seen in the past, like 20-some years of time, two decades. Although a lot of this money that Chinese government got from this economic growth, it's actually went into the buildup of military. So their people are still poor, but they have this super capacity of military power being built. That's what's happening.
Okay. How much of the sector, I guess, that'd be my question. Normally with a nation that is in the military, in the middle of a big military buildup, that is a good stimulus for the economy. How many people actually work in the military industrialized sector, or do we know?
What we do know is in the last 10 years, everything, in the last, well, actually 15 years, China's military budget has been increased in more than 7% each year. Right. Every year, more than 7%. So, that's what we know. And now there's a lot. I'm giving you some quote. The Department of Defense, United States, said that there's a report that China has the largest navy in the world, if counting the total number of the warships, right? And now, it doesn't mean it's a really top of line navy, but if you're counting the total number of warships they have, they are the largest navy in the world. They have 3 aircraft carrier right now. By the year of 2030, they will have 6 aircraft carrier. And U.S. Navy now 290 warships. China, by the end of, right now already have 370. And then by the year of 2025, they will have 400. And by the year of 2030, they will have 460. So they are really building up their navy in the speed like a crazy. Yeah, in the speed like a crazy speed. So that's what they are doing. Hello?
Was there something else you want to add to that? I just heard you pause.
Well, okay. Congressional report also said that China already have more land-based nuclear launch device than United States. Why China building so many nuclear silos? Because China already have this technology of a hypersonic missile, which is the kind of a missile that will fly 5 to 10 times faster than ballistic missile. So the newly released report from U.S. government called America's Strategic Posture, basically, suggests that, United States is now need to prepare 2 wars instead of 1 war.
Wow.
So 2 wars meaning China and Russia.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there because that you just got to the best part. We'll have to pick that up here very shortly. Now, we're going to pick it up right there next time we get to join. Nan Su is the senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times. Thank you for taking the time to join us today, sir.
All right. Okay. Talk to you later, Bill.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for having me.
We'll be right back. Okay. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News update. The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the polls should be taken with a grain of salt. A 69-year-old Jewish man is dead after a head injury following an altercation at an Israel-Hamas war protest in Ventura County, California. The man's death followed a confrontation with a pro-Palestinian protester and a counter-protest, as both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian demonstrations were held at the same location. A family welcomed a bouncing baby boy last month, born nearly twice the size of the average baby. The baby born at Cambridge Memorial Hospital weighed 14 pounds, 8 ounces. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Now, Dan is in a unique position because he has been observing and been a journalist for quite some time. We have seen these people come and go as like the stars of gun control. Shannon Watts did it, right? Bloomberg, to a certain degree, has done it. Gabrielle Giffords has done it. Inevitably, though, their time in the light sort of goes away. Do you think Ryan Bussey thought that he was going to separate himself from the herd because he was the gun guy? And then
I'm sure that was part of the motivation. He had to know that. I've talked to people who worked with him at Kimber in the past.
Right.
And he was always I'm going to use the term FUD, and I don't know if people know what that means. That's somebody who thinks, you know, my shotgun and my bolt-action rifle are fine, and nobody else needs anything but that.
Right.
And AR rifles are terrible, and nobody's shown one. People say that he's always been that way. People who worked with him tell me that he had done his best to quash efforts at Kimber in the past to develop or to put out semi-automatic guns aside from 1911 platform handguns, you know, more EDC friendly type guns.
Right.
Earlier, you know, Kimber has since done that, you know, in recent years, but he argued against that while he was there. So I think he's always had that bent. He'd always been of the FUDish persuasion.
Right.
You know, with the double barrel shotguns and the bolt action rifle.
So the 7.8 round 1911, that's an okay gun in his opinion, that kind of thing.
Yeah, apparently, or maybe he thought that was a necessary evil. That's a huge. I'm sure that's a huge percentage of what Kimber sells. Most people don't even know that they make bolt rifles.
Right.
They're much more famous for the handguns. You know, and the first the 1911s, and then they start got into revolvers, and now they make some nice. EDC guns, and then they just came out with the, I think it's called the K6S or whatever, K9S, something like that. Last year, Chacho, which is a very nice gun. Anyway, they broadened their product line. A lot of that happened after he was gone, or was at least on his way out. I think he knew exactly what he was doing when he left. I think he decided to write that book. And I think he knew that there was a lot of money to be made as a professional paid apostate, and that would bring a lot of media opportunities. You know, if he wrote a book,
right?
He'd get a lot of interviews and media hit requests from TV and all that. He has since. Testified on behalf of the gun control industry in Congress. I think he thought that out all well in advance, and that he may have even had plans before to run for office in Montana and thought that that would raise his profile and help him in that regard. I don't know. Who knows? I can't read his mind. I'm not going to pretend to do that, but it would not surprise me if that were the case.
Well, I mean, that is him changing direction. I mean, it's like, this didn't work out, so I'll try this now. And I mean, he reminds me of the Elizabeth Warrens and the Sean Whites and the Rachel Dolezals of the world that get out there. And they want to be something that they're not, right? But they think this will get them into a better position to be what they want if they just change. Or profess to be.
I don't think we're going to see him in dreadlocks or anything like that anytime soon.
Probably not.
So
he's not going to try.
And I think the case here is, I think him pretending to be something he wasn't was probably more the case when he's working for Kimber.
Yeah.
Than it is now. I think now is probably a more accurate reflection of who he is and what he believes than what he was when he worked in the gun industry.
Right.
I did not know him then, but that's my opinion.
I've never met him.
I've never spoken to him. Don't know him at all. But that's my impression from talking to people who did know him and did work with him.
Right. So I guess that was something that I was interested in as far as what you thought of that, because his whole time with this has been somewhat of a nothing burger, hasn't it? He hasn't been as effective as Shannon Watts, who was not effective at all.
Well, Shannon Watts, it depends on how you're measuring effectiveness. Shannon Watts built herself up allegedly from this, you know, suburban mom.
Right.
In, I think, Indiana. And started up every town to the point where she was bought out by Michael Bloomberg and worked for him and made a lot of money for a lot of years. So if you're measuring it by that, she was very successful.
Right.
She was very successful in, again, like Buzzy, writing a book, getting all kinds of media attention for it. She's like the go-to talking head every time there was a mass shooting and one of the networks needed a quote. So there's that. And Bloomberg built up his gun control operation by merging moms into every town and mayors against illegal guns and all that. And so, again, it all depends on how you measure success.
Well, I know she was in the news, and I know she made, Joy Behar's in the news. It, you know, making a lot of noise. She made a lot of noise. But, I mean, who is actually really effective at, they probably have to be Bloomberg, right? The kingmaker versus the ones he's trying to crown.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was a paid sock puppet for her. She was an effect, but I think she was an effective one. She's telegenic, she's intelligent, she speaks well in front of the camera and all that. So she gave a good soundbite to anybody who wanted to get the anti-gun point of view, which is most of the media. So again, I'm sure Bloomberg felt he got his money's worth out of her.
I'm sure he did too. I would say he got his money's worth out of her. But I mean, in terms of staying power, most of these guys don't have very much staying power. Doesn't seem to me. Whatever happened to the Violence Policy Council and the Coalition to Stop Handgun Violence, or whatever they were called? Are they gone now? They've been absorbed.
One of them was absorbed into the Bloomberg operation at Johns Hopkins, I believe. And there are others that have sort of come and gone. They pop up. They're kind of astroturf operations. There's one called Guns Down America. There is Sandy Hook Promise. It's still going, but it's a minor player, relatively minor player. These things come up. It just depends on where, if they can get grants from operations like the Joyce Foundation and
right.
people like that.
Right.
To keep going. And if they can, then they pay their salaries for a few years.
Well, hang on for me if you can. We're coming up on the last break. The truthaboutguns.com, they provoke a lot of thought, and that's any entity that can provoke thought is gonna be very influential. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. The good thing about the truth about guns is even when I'm doing the interview with Dan, the Truth About Guns website is constantly changing. And it just refreshed and it just became something else. Got a new article on here. We found out that the gun control industry has bad news. What is it? And this is coming from the CDC. So what's the bad news for the gun control industry?
Well, this could have made people at in the Biden administration terribly happy that the CDC came out with data that shows in 2022 the firearm homicide rate fell by 6%. Now, that, of course, is good news by any measure, but it doesn't do much for Biden's war on guns. Especially when you look at it in terms of the bigger picture. Now, of course, the White House immediately tried to take credit for that.
Oh.
They sent out a tweet saying this is an encouraging sign that POTUS's actions to address gun violence are helping save lives. Uh-huh. And if you believe that one, I've got a bridge across San Francisco Bay I'd like to talk to you about. Think about what this means. Beginning in 2020, we had the pandemic, and we had the George Floyd Summer of Love, which ushered in a wave of progressive politics, policies, and changes to laws across the country that resulted in crime waves and huge increases in violent crime and murders in cities all across America. So you've seen it the most. Chicago's always been bad. You've seen it, huge increases in Philadelphia. You saw a pretty good spike in New York City, although on a per capita basis, they're not as bad. You've seen it. We've seen it here in Austin. We've had record numbers of murders. We've seen it in a lot of places. So what all that kicked off also was a record gun buying spree among Americans. We're now to, I think, 50 straight months of, if you go by the NSSF's adjusted background check numbers, of a million or more firearms sold in a month. But 50 straight months of that. people start tooling up when they realize that we've got progressive prosecutors who don't prosecute people. We have zero bail laws that are letting people walk out the jailhouse door as soon as they've been police department door as soon as they've been arrested. We've got decarceration policies that are letting people out of jail sooner. So you mean more? That's making more recidivists on the streets all the time. So all these things are going on, and that's what's leading to the increase in crime all across the country. Yet, despite all that, and despite the fact that we're told by all the smartest people that all these extra guns in the street being bought by law-abiding Americans is the real reason that murder rates are up, gun homicides have gone down. And they didn't go down just a little bit. They went down 6%. That's a lot in 1 year. Now, of course, the media who are reporting this, and you're not seeing it in many places, but where you are seeing it, they are saying, well, yeah, it came down 6%, but it's still a lot more than it was in 2019. Well, yes, that's because that was, again, pre-pandemic, pre-George Floyd. And that was the last year of a historic drop in violent crime. Started in about 1994, and went for an entire generation where violent crime in this country dropped to new lows. Historic lows that we've never seen before. And it happened at the same time that civilian gun ownership doubled in this country. There were twice as many guns in civilian hands in 2019 than there was in the early 90s. So a gun, again, more guns, less crime through 2019. Then 2020 hit. We see where we are. A lot of people went out and bought guns and are still buying them. And I think we're starting to see a backlash, and we're also starting to see, finally, we're starting to see it's at least arguable that the fact that there are more law-abiding gun owners out there means that a lot of those crimes are being deterred.
Well, I would think so. I would think the specter of more people being armed, because that's who they fear the most. Criminals fear an armed citizen more than a cop, right?
Yeah, because the armed citizen's right there. Cops never show up till minutes later, at least, if you're lucky. By then, the criminal's usually gone. Of course, the sound you're hearing in the distance is the heads of gun control advocates popping when, you know, the natural conclusion of all this is more guns equals less crime, and they can't abide that thought at all. So that's why they're emphasizing the fact that the rate is still higher than it was in 2019, because they have to look for the black lining in that white puffy cloud. But the good news is gun homicides did drop in 2022.
Well, whatever's going on, the 50-month gun buying binge, as you put it, is it 50 months of a million or more guns?
Yeah.
And that's, so 50 months, so it's 4 years, too.
And that's a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always, again, do they defer on the side of conservatism when they're making the numbers as far as guns bought?
Well, yeah, those are adjusted background checks. Right. And again, that's only guns that were sold via background check. But there are more than 20 states where people who have carry permits don't even have to undergo a background check
when
they buy a gun.
Right.
So the actual number of guns sold is significantly higher.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. So that's interesting. And it's always the CDC, I use CDC data all the time because they were the ones that came out with the 3 million number as far as defensive gun uses.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, do you think they put, like in 2013, remember when they thought they were going to get universal background checks and they commissioned the CDC to study gun violence under Obama? And they came out, they published a report in June of 2013, and it went exactly the opposite way of where Obama wanted it to go.
Right.
And shouldn't we be looking at the CDC data and just claiming, well, you know what? Your own government says that we don't have a gun issue here in the United States. So let that go. Let's go look at something else. Let's talk about inflation.
Well, you'd think so. Yeah. But, of course, they scrubbed that defensive gun use number from their website because it was upsetting the gun control industry and making their job more difficult.
They didn't delete it from their website, though, do they? I bet you can still find it somewhere. It's in the Wayback Machine. You know you can find it.
Oh, of course it's there.
Yeah.
But there used to be a page where you could find that number. Not anymore. That's okay. We've got the William English Georgetown number, which is very persuasive on its own.
Yeah, but I mean, with the CDC data, that means 8,219 times today somebody's going to defend themselves with a gun. So,
yep.
excellent pop on that one. I was just sitting here and Dan says, refresh the page and tell me what you see. And I was like, okay, let's go with that. So, as usual, sir, thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
it's a pleasure.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find the latest in the gun culture. And it doesn't matter what it is you're looking for. They have something. If you're one of the new people buying guns, they have a section just for you. If you're one of the ones looking to test a gun or you want to see what's happening with this gun or that gun, if they haven't already tested it, they're probably going to test it. And they do other gear reviews as well, guns for beginners, gun control, all the things that would worry somebody in a, you know, when you want an America that is made of liberty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
203.